Hello, it's me, Angeline.
And I'm Sam.
Welcome to English Digest. Today we're going to be talking about studying abroad. Have you guys ever thought about studying abroad?
今天呢就要来聊一下这个出国留学哦。大家呢有没有想过要出国念书呢？今天我们这篇文章呢就要来讨论一下出国念书有什么好，有什么不好，你想不想出国念书了？
Okay, so studying abroad can be a very fulfilling experience.
Mm-hmm.
Living in a different country will likely expose you to a different culture, a different language, and maybe even a different way of life. What's more, you'll learn to be more independent, living on your own, right? It's kind of like a rite of passage to adulthood, I think. Yeah. I think my life actually would be very different if I studied abroad. Did you study abroad?
Yeah, kind of. I did an exchange program.
Okay, for a year?
Yeah, for a year in Portugal.
I see.
Yeah.
How did you like that experience?
Yeah, that's really nice. I pretty much like party all the time.
Would you have not done that in Taiwan if you studied locally?
Yeah, probably. Like I party differently.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Do you regret going on this exchange at all?
No. Mm. Yeah, it's great experience. You get to see like how people live there.
Yeah.
They have like different culture. They have different, like way of thinking.
Yeah. How was the food there?
The food there, I would say Taiwanese food is really the best in the world.
I see. Well, in today's topic-based writing exercise, we will be writing something based on a news article. Okay. So let's take a moment to look at our writing prompt. Study abroad or study at home?
好的，马上呢看到我们今天的这个提示了。我们今天呢就要来讨论一下这个你是想要出国念书呢还是在你的这个国家念书了。我们的提示呢就是说台湾大多数的高中生呢在毕业后呢会继续留在台湾就读大学。然而最近呢有一则报道标题为高中生出国留学到国外念大学的人数大增五年成长了 72%。内容呢指出越来越多高中生毕业后选择到国外念大学请就呢这个议题写一篇英文作文文长至少120个单词文分两段第一段呢就要依据这则新闻来推测高中生做这个选择的原因以及可能的影响那第二段呢就说明如果是你你会选择到国外念大学还是留在台湾升学以及呢你有什么样的原因
Okay, so most high school students in Taiwan will continue to study in Taiwan after graduation, right? That's usually the case.
Yeah.
However, a recent report suggests that the number of students studying abroad increased 72% in 5 years.
That's a lot.
It kind of is, but it also is in 5 years. It's not like in 1 year. So
yeah.
It kind of gradually, became, trendier to study abroad. Well, what this means is that more and more high school students are choosing to study abroad after high school. The writing prompt asks you to write an essay in regards to this, okay? You will speculate the reasons for this trend and the possible outcomes of studying abroad. Then you will give your perspective on the matter. So would you prefer to further your studies abroad or at a local university? Your essay should have a minimum of 120 words and be separated into two paragraphs. So Sam, was studying abroad a trend back in the day, back in, when you were in high school?
Yeah, it's not really in high school, but I think like in university.
Oh.
Yeah, like a lot of my colleagues when I was in university, they finished their undergraduate program.
Right.
And then they went abroad for their master program.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a trend.
Okay, so it's usually people study abroad after undergrad. Once they get their degree, then they go for master's or PhD in another country.
Yes, I see. Yeah, but like in high school, like most of people at my time.
Okay, in your time. Yeah.
Yeah, but most of people will still like go to universities in Taiwan. So I'm not quite sure if it's a trend now.
I see. Mm. Back in the day, I would say going to a prestigious university, like an Ivy League school, was a trend, okay? That was a trend for during my time in North America, okay? So Ivy League schools are considered the most sought-after institutions for higher learning.
Mm-hmm.
So these schools are known for their highly selective admissions process, which really means it's very difficult to get in. And of course, they're also known for their academic excellence, okay? So you're probably familiar with Harvard University, right? Or Yale University. They are two of the Ivy League schools. Basically, if you attend an Ivy League school, you're pretty much set for life, right? Everybody, any company is going to want you to work at their company. So was Ivy League schools popular for Taiwanese people or was it just too far away to even I think
Taiwanese students are like quite familiar with this Ivy League school. And like in NTU, like a lot of students, they're actually like, Ivy League schools are actually their, like,
their
goals.
Masters?
Yeah, for masters or like, EMBA program.
Okay. Well, for during my time, I think going to a well-known university was what mattered more than studying abroad. So it was more important for us to go to a good university than to say, oh, I'm going to go to, I don't know, US to study at whatever university. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was more important which university you were going to, not the fact that you were studying abroad. Well, we have a lot of ground to cover for this writing exercise. So let's first think about how we're going to write this, okay? We will be writing a reaction paper, which means we need to consider the cause and the possible impact of this news report. Like any other essay, our composition should have an introduction, body, and a conclusion. So a reaction paper generally follows the structure. In the introduction, you will introduce the news report, give any background information to help the audience understand the topic better. You can talk about the public's general view on this report or provide an expert's opinion.
今天的这篇文章我们是属于一篇论说文，在写作论说文的时候呢，记得要有这个客观的探讨主题以及主观的个人意见。 OK， 我们客观的跟主观的两者缺一不可。那写论说文呢，其实跟写其他文章一样呢，我们一样需要有一个架构。这个架构呢，通常我们需要一个开头引言 introduction， 文章主体 body， 跟我们最后要下一个结论的 conclusion。 那这个呢，就好像我们中文说的起承转合一样咯。那首先呢，在开头或 introduction 的部分呢，建议大家呢可以先讨论一下我们这个提示的内容。你呢可以先描述一下新闻的内容，想一下呢，这个新闻报道它的背景是什么，或是呢为什么会发生这样子的状况，或是呢我们也可以说明这个一般人或是专家对于这样子新闻的看法。比方说出国念书呢是很多人的梦想，在一开头呢我们就可以使用这个句子呢带出来，说这个我们文章的主题呢是跟出国念书有关哦，然后呢后面再开始讲我们的报道内容，这样子的这个开头呢也是一个很好的破题方法。
Now for the main body of the essay, you can discuss the advantages and disadvantages of studying abroad. You can also analyze the report and discuss the possible reasons for the recent trend and explain what impact this could have for the future.
那在我们这个文章主体里面呢，我们就可以开始分析这个新闻内容所带来的优缺点，有没有出国呢可能造成什么影响。那你自己的想法呢也可以在这里带出来，可能的做法呢我们可以有这个一段讲你想到的优点，另一段讲缺点，最后总结觉得你想出国或不想出国。或是呢像我们的这个提示呢其实就有规定了，就是呢像我们的范例文章这样，他先说明呢这个很多人想出国，第二段落呢再讲到自己的想法，觉得出国念书好不好，最后呢再给出结论说他不想出国。 OK， 那这些呢其实都是很好的段落安排，那大家记得要依照我们提示的这个方式呢来这个看你的段落内容要怎么安排咯。
So in the conclusion, you can summarize what's been mentioned and maybe give your opinion on the matter or even suggestions. So if more and more students study abroad, this will affect local universities. So what can be done to entice students to study locally? That's something you guys can talk about at the end of your essay.
那呢文章最后呢记得我们要给它下一个结论做个结哦。那在这个结论呢我们可以提出针对这个主题的检讨，你觉得呢应该出国或是不该出国，或是呢我们可以提出一些这个你想要讨论议题或是改善的建议等等哦。例如呢这个刚刚 Angeline 老师就提到太多人出国了，那我们可以怎么样来鼓励大家留下等等，这些议题呢这些建议在最后都可以当做结论来提出来。
So if a lot of peopleGo abroad to study, what will happen to our local universities? Well, that will mean that some of them might need to close down, right?
Yeah, I think that's the issue right now. Not that because lots of people went abroad is like, because there's not that much student right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like the birth rate is, it's decreasing. Yeah,
okay.
So, actually, I think last year, like lots of universities,closed because they cannot have enough students. In Taiwan, yeah.
Okay, so going back to our writing exercise, now that we have an idea of how we're going to write our paper, it's time to put all of these ideas together with an outline. Okay, so in the outline, we'll categorize the main points we want to mention and organize our sentences into paragraphs. Let's take a look at the outline for writing sample one. So our topic sentence is, many high school students consider going to college abroad. Okay, and the reasons they provided was A, tuition is cheaper in some countries. B, having studied abroad is an advantage when looking for jobs. And C, people who've done it are considered more independent.
好，在呢我们第一段呢，这个我们作者呢就来说明哦，这个高中生出国念大学呢是有什么样的原因，以及呢可能造成什么样的影响。那在这边呢，他马上哦，我们主题句一开始呢就破题了，他呢就说这个很多的高中学生呢现在是考虑出国念大学。那他下面呢就有给了几个细节呢来支持这个论点呢。首先第一点呢，他说这个在某些国家呢，这个学费呢是可能是比较便宜的。那再来呢，他说呢，这个出国念书呢可能是一个优势哦，当你在找工作的时候可能会比较好找。那再来呢，这个如果有出国念书过的同学呢，他呢可能是会被这个大家视为呢是这个比较独立的，毕竟呢你出国在外，你不是住在家里哦，没有人帮你洗衣服，没有人帮你煮饭，你可能要自己搞定很多事情。所以呢出国念书哦，通常呢是会被认为说你这个人呢会变得比较独立一些。
That's right. Okay, and then our sentence number two, it says I would prefer to go to college in Taiwan. Okay, and the reasons listed are A, going to college presents a lot of challenges. B, so does living in a different culture. And C, I wouldn't be able to handle adjusting to both at the same time.
嗯，好，在这个第二段落呢，这个我们作者就说一说呢他自己的选择。所以呢在我们的这个第二段落的主题句呢，他马上一开头一样是破题，就讲说呢他觉得怎么样呢，他选择呢他会想要在台湾念大学。为什么呢？下面呢一样他给出了三点理由来支持他的主题句。首先呢他说呢，来大学念书呢可能是有很多不一样的挑战。什么样的挑战呢？我们等一下可以一起来看一下这个文章哦。那再来呢，他说呢，这个在不同国家呢，在一个陌生的地方生活呢，一样呢是很大的挑战。那再来呢，他就说到了，他觉得呢，他没有办法同时呢面对这么多挑战，在同一个时间上面来面对这么多挑战，他觉得他自己没有办法，所以呢，他觉得他会想要在台湾念大学。
And then the conclusion says, I'd prefer to stay in Taiwan for my undergraduate studies.
嗯，所以在最后呢，他就给了一个结论哦，就说呢，他就是想要呢，在台湾念大学咯。
Okay, so now that we have an outline, it really helps you to put, you know, everything together and you can kind of see what your essay is going to look like. Mm-hmm. And then you can see, you know, where do you need more information or where do you need to cut any information down? That's why our outline is so helpful.It also helps to keep your writing to the point. So once you have your outline down, you're pretty much halfway done your essay. All that's missing is some examples or supporting statements and transitions.
在这个地方呢，我们已经完成了我们的这个大纲哦。那大纲有什么好处呢？其实呢，当你大纲完成之后呢，你文章大概就是八七成完成了，因为呢，你已经看到你的文章大概会长得什么样子了。所以呢，完成大纲呢，它可以帮助你看到文章呢，诶，哪里太少需要补充，哪里东西太多需要删减呢，它可以让你的架构更加的平衡。而且呢，刚刚讲过说呢，我们这个大纲完成呢，其实文章就完成差不多了。现在呢，你需要的是一些这个 transitions， 一些这个转折语气的用词啊。再来呢，还有更多的这个支持的一些细节的这个句子补充进去呢，其实你的文章就完成。所以呢，提醒大家哦，这个写大纲呢，事实上呢是可以让你的这个文章的架构呢更加的完整，同时呢也可以帮你节省很多实际在写作的时间哦。
Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be back really soon. Basic sample. Many high school students consider going to college abroad. According to the Ministry of Education, the number of Taiwanese students studying at an overseas college has increased by 72% in the last 5 years. There are several reasons for this. For one thing, tuition is cheaper in some countries, such as China. For another, having studied abroad is often an advantage when people look for jobs later on.People who have done this are considered to be more independent. Despite this, I would prefer to go to college in Taiwan. In my opinion, going to college presents a lot of challenges. So does living overseas in a different culture. I don't think I'd be able to handle adjusting to both of these new situations at the same time. Perhaps I will study abroad after graduating from college, but for my undergraduate studies, I'd prefer to stay in Taiwan. Okay, so that was our basic sample. And let's take a look. Well, the writer brings up a pretty good point, okay? Mm-hmm. The transition from high school to university can actually be a pretty big one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it took me probably one semester or maybe two to actually get used to university life. The commute, first, was such a nightmare, the commute. From elementary school all the way to secondary school, I always lived about 10 to 15 minutes away from home.
Ah, that's nice.
And my parents would just drive me to and from school, so I never really had to walk home. I didn't have to take a bus. But the university I went to was about a two-hour commute each way.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a long, long time. And first, I would have to take a bus, and then I would take SkyTrain, and then after the SkyTrain, I would have to take another bus into the campus.
Wow.
So it took 2 hours to get from my home to school and to university. And sometimes I would cheat because my parents would drive me to the bus station instead of taking a bus. If I had to take a bus from my doorstep, that would probably be a three-hour commute. Yeah, so the good thing was my parents would drive me to the closest bus stop down the hill, and then I would take the bus to a SkyTrain station.
Yeah, but like 2 hours each way.
That's 4 hours of my time. Yeah.
So had you ever considered like found an accommodation?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I was, there was a lot of people who lived on campus. They lived in the dorms and stuff, right? But they were actually, it was quite pricey and it wasn't very easy to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And I really never considered it because my parents were just like, I'm just going to pay for your education. I'm not going to pay for your dormitory. Yeah. So I had no choice. I had to, and we lived so far away from the universities because we lived kind of like in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the university was in, you know, the downtown region.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why it was so far away. So I can relate to what this writer is saying about having to adjust to two new situations at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So
yeah, that's really true.
You
might
as well go all the way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For us Taiwanese students, I think one thing completely different is that in university, you have to schedule your own classes.
Oh, we did that in Canada
Yeah. So it's not like in high school, you stay in one classroom, you have your seats and everything is scheduled. You have to like make your own schedule.
Exactly.
Yeah. Plus you get to meet new people. Like there's a lot of new activities. A lot of students failed the first semester. Yeah. So imagine you're abroad. This could be like much worse.
Yeah, you're right. You do bring up a good point. So yeah, one of the hardest things was really trying to schedule your classes because a lot of them would coincide with each other. And I'm like, oh no, I have to go and change this class so that I can get into this class. And then sometimes for me, I wanted to jam pack all of my classes back to back because I didn't want to have like a 2 hour break. Cause then that means I would be at school maybe from 8 all the way to 10 p.m. if I didn't plan my classes properly. And then remember I had that 2 hour commute each way.
Yes.
So I really had to be careful with how I planned my classes. Yeah. So you're right. All of this is really stressful. The first year of university is really a huge transition in your life.
Yes.
And I feel like in high school, they do not prepare you for this at all.
No, not at all.
Well, the writer mentions that the report came from the Ministry of Education, okay? So when you see the word ministry, it refers to a government department that has a particular area of responsibility. So you have the Ministry of Labor. This department is responsible for reviewing labor policies, laws, and regulations all related to labor. MOL, okay? So the Ministry of Labor looks after laborers, okay? So pretty much everybody who's working, the MOL is responsible for taking care of us. And the Ministry of Finance, well, the Ministry of Finance is responsible for money that goes in and out of Taiwan. That's probably the simplest way to say it.
Yeah. Okay. Ministry 这个字呢就是我们台湾说的这个部哦。什么部呢? 比方说像是这个劳动部啊、经济部、财政部、教育部等等。这个呢政府组织这些单位呢 我们英文就叫做ministry.
So I didn't know that tuition is cheaper when you study abroad. Because I was always under the impression that studying abroad was very costly because you're paying international school fees, right? It's cheaper for you to study locally, because you know you are the citizen of that country, and then your school fees are subsidized in some ways. But studying abroad means that you're paying international school fees. But apparently, according to this,
studying abroad is actually cheaper.
Yeah, I didn't know it was cheaper in China.
Yeah, I think it can be like expensive, like study locally if you go to like those private schools.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Like university, then it could be costly.
Okay,
but Yeah, like you say, if you're going to a public one,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And I think it's very different from like North America and Taiwan, because yeah. in Taiwan, like normally the better university are the public ones.
Okay.
Yeah. And in North America, I think the good ones are like quite costly. They're,
oh,
like,
the good ones are costly. Mm, actually, I would say that the university, the prices are, I mean, for where I was living in Vancouver,
mm-hmm.
I would say that they were pretty much the same. So tuition is really the money that is paid to a school for the right to study there. That is what tuition is. Now, if you had a tutor growing up, you mm-hmm. might also know the word tuition refers to teaching that is done especially in small groups. Okay? Mm-hmm. So tuition has two meanings.
Tuition 这个字哦，就是学费的意思哦。那如果呢，刚刚讲到说你有上家教呢，你就知道家教叫做 tutor。所以呢 ，tutor tuition 这个字呢，看起来就是长得很像。所以呢 ，tuition 这个字哦，也可以表示这个授课。教学，那特别呢，是指这个小团体的。
And just in case you're not familiar with the word undergraduate, it refers to a student at a college or university who has not yet earned a degree. Okay, so it's often used before another noun like an undergraduate program, undergraduate classes,
mm-hmm.
or like in this writing sample, undergraduate studies.
Okay, undergraduate 就是还没有毕业的、哦。通常呢，我们说这个大学，或者呢，我们说这个bachelor's degree. Okay, 毕业之前呢，我们就会说 undergraduate. 那毕业之后呢，你要念研究所呢，我们就会叫做 graduate.、
嗯、
那再继续要念到博士的呢，就会叫做 postgraduate, 就是呢，毕业之后继续念的。
Mm-hmm, that's right. Okay, now we are gonna take a look at our advanced sample.Studying abroad has always been appealing to students who want to broaden their horizons. Historically, overseas education was something done as a postgraduate. In the last 5 years, though, there has been a 72% increase in the numbers of Taiwanese high school students pursuing admittance to international universities. While Europe and North America are always popular destinations, China and Hong Kong have also seen a rise in international students due to factors likeLow-cost tuition, and ample scholarship opportunities. When I consider these opportunities, I think, how could I say no? Taiwan will always be my home, but it would be a crying shame not to learn more about the outside world. I'd especially value studying in an environment that's culturally different from my own, like Europe or the US. Being surrounded by peers with international perspectives can only help me to become more open-minded. Moreover,With a foreign university's name on my resume, I could get my foot in the door at job opportunities worldwide. That's why I would undoubtedly take the chance to study abroad. Okay, so this writer's perspective on the issue is a little bit different.
Yes.
Okay, so living abroad definitely broadens your horizons, which really means it expands your range of interests, okay? It expands your activities, your knowledge. For me, moving to Taiwan has definitely broadened my horizons.
Mm.
For one, I picked up Mandarin.
Though that's cool.
Still not very good at it. Living here is definitely a change of scenery and...culture as mm-hmm. well. Yeah, it's definitely been, initially when I came, it was definitely a culture shock for me to live here.
Okay, 我们这边呢看到这个片语呢 broaden one's horizons. Okay, broaden 这个动词呢就是把什么东西给变宽了。那 horizon 呢就是指这个地平线哦。所以呢 broaden one's horizons, 你看到的这个地平线变大了，你的视野变大了，就表示你出国之后呢，你知道了更多的知识，你认识了更多人等等哦，也就是这个扩张视野这样的意思。
We talked about the word undergraduate, and mm-hmm. now we see the word postgraduate, which Sam also already mentioned. You can probably guess that it refers to studies done after earning a bachelor's degree mm-hmm. or other degree, so master's, PhD...
嗯哼，好，刚刚呢有讲到这个，我们如果要继续念这个硕士啊、博士，我们呢可以就叫做这个 postgraduate, OK, 毕业之后呢继续念的。
Now, admittance is a formal word and is used when you want to say that you are given permission to enter a place or become a member of a club or a group. Let's use this word in an example sentence. Due to the novel coronavirus, people who have traveled to China were refused admittance into the country.
OK,admittance 这个单词是一个很正式的用法哦，它就是有点像是 permission， permission 就是准许的意思，但是呢在这边的 admittance 它是准许进入， OK， 你是有这个 permission 可以进入。比方说呢，我们会看到这个门口呢挂了招牌写说 private， OK， no admittance， 就表示呢这个是私人土地不能进入的。另外呢，像是我们这个之前在讲说这个新型冠状病毒防疫呢，很多国家会拒绝你入境，在这边呢我们入境呢就使用了这个 admittance 这个单字。
Okay, the writer also mentions the reasons for why people are drawn to studying overseas. The article says tuition is cheap and there are ample of scholarship opportunities. The word ample means enough or more than enough. For example, the test only has 4 questions, so you'll have ample of time to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if there are more scholarship opportunities abroad, you'll be tempted to apply in hopes that you'll get some money to help pay for your education, right? Applying for scholarships locally might mean fierce competition, so applying abroad might increase your chances.
在这边呢，我们首先看到这个单字 ample， ample 这个字就表示足够的，那它呢是比 enough 还要多，比足够还多的。所以在这边呢，它的意思呢就是讲说呢，这个你会有这个很多的机会呢可以来申请国外奖学金，所以呢在国外申请这个 scholarship， 申请奖学金呢是这个更容易比起在这个国内。
Now you might probably be able to guess what the phrase a crying shame means. We use it to describe a situation that makes one feel sad or disappointed. Wouldn't it be a crying shame if a university paid for your school fees?I'd go in a heartbeat.
Okay, crying shame, 这个片语哦，就是表示可耻的，不像话的。比方说呢，我们可以说这个 It's a crying shame that she's paid so little. 她拿这么少的薪水呢，哎，真是太不像话了。或者是呢，像这个我们文章作者说的呢，这个你有机会出国不去的话呢，哎，真是不像话了。
So traveling helps you become more open-minded, right? That's、mm-hmm. one of the things that traveling, the experience, you get from the experience. If you're open-minded, you're willing to consider and accept other people's ideas and opinions.、
Mm-hmm.
The opposite of this would be narrow-minded.
Okay, open-minded. Okay, mind 就是你的心智哦。那看到这个 open 呢，就知道你的心智是开阔的，表示呢你这个人是可以接受更多意见，接纳更多的不同。那相反呢，你如果是 narrow-minded, narrow 这个字呢，就表示这个很狭窄的，所以 narrow-minded 表示你心胸狭窄，没有办法接受别人的意见。
So I think based on these two writing samples, it's actually kind of hard to decide should you study abroad or should you study at home, because both of them bring up pretty good points.
Yeah.
Are you convinced one way or the other?
I think the first one doesn't quite convince me because it sounds like the author is afraid of.Facing challenges.
Okay. So the first one wasn't very convincing. So、
yeah.
if you got a choice, you would choose to study abroad.
Yeah, I will probably、mm. choose to study abroad. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I see. Okay. That's all the time we have for today. It was nice that you guys could join us today.、Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun talking about this. That's all the time we have for today. So this is Angeline signing off.
This is Sam.
Goodbye.
Bye.